This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It was mostly a quiet week, politics-wise, here in Washington, but one piece of so-called must-pass legislation did get done. President Biden signed next year's National Defense Authorization Act into law. It authorizes $770 billion for defense spending. That's a big increase from last year's authorization and $25 billion more than President Biden originally requested. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that story.
The spending law authorizes money for new weapons systems. It gives service members a pay increase. It also expands paid family leave for primary caregivers in the military to 12 weeks, says Ben Geddes at the Bipartisan Policy Center.
Before this, they had 6 weeks of paid parental leave. Secondary caregivers, which were typically men, they only had 3 weeks. And so they also brought that up to 12 weeks.
It's also the first defense spending authorization bill signed into law since the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan, says Travis Sharp at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
And so there'll be an opportunity for Congress in the year ahead to make decisions about how it wants to move that money around.
Sharp says lawmakers often try to throw as much as they can into the defense spending bill. Compromises are often struck at the last minute. Overall, he says the annual defense authorization bill is considered must-pass legislation.
In fact, this year is the 61st consecutive year that Congress has passed and the president has signed a defense authorization bill.
Part of that is because Congress doesn't want to look soft on defense, and because military spending is tied to jobs throughout the country, says William Hartung at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft.
There's really kind of a bias towards the military and militarization of our budget versus the other needs that are emerging.
Hartung says that's a big reason why this bill passed relatively smoothly when you compare it to recent social spending legislation, which hasn't made it through Congress. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.